Leo's insights are presented to challenge, inform, and encourage you in your quest to break free from school-based approaches to education. Building upon a foundation of unschooling, we sincerely hope these insights help you to consider how education can be truly unlimited.
I trust that by now you are feeling a bit more comfortable with the choice you made to educate your children at home. Freedom, you will remember, is having choice and control. The choice has been made, so now we need to focus on obtaining and keeping control over your home education so you can taste the freedom of unschooling. Unschooling is best described as not doing what school does and or doing what schools fail to do. This is not to be confused with being undisciplined, unparenting, unstructured, unfocused, or unreasonable for that matter. Rather, it is simply a matter of establishing your authority regarding the education of your children. And as previously mentioned, it is not a step, but rather a process that does take time. Once comfortable with being in control of all things educational, most parents will be on a sort of a learning cruise control until the children reach puberty, when things really begin to change. Now, before we address this issue, let's look at some basic facts. God's creation is complete. So, therefore, your child is complete. They do not need fixing or repairing, nor do they require remediation for things God chose to leave out. Your job is to develop the things God has already put in place without disregarding the special gifts and talents hidden in each child. From the Christian perspective, your job is to write the truth on the walls of your children's hearts, using the indelible ink of love while they are children, so they will see the truth in plain sight when becoming adults. You may wish to read Proverbs 22:6 with a bit more focus to see what I mean. Schools miss the importance of puberty, often seeing it as simply an increase in hormone levels. What we should know and understand is that it is more than that. It is a transition into adulthood. I believe it takes several years because that is how long it takes for parents to get the message that their little girl or little boy has become a young woman or a man. However, do keep in mind that this is a transition and that parenting does not end, as much as it does diminish somewhat. And remember also, as parenting diminishes, mentoring and friendship should increase. Once a child reaches puberty, they need to take more responsibility in determining what their educational program will be, always under the watchful eye of the parents. Many children start squeaking about going back to school at this time, but you need to be firm in your resolve not to send them back to the place you sprung them from in the first place, where most likely the result is going to be regressive rather than progressive. Please understand that it is not necessary to obtain credits and high school diploma or transcript to be successful in life. So the reason most students want to go to high school has everything to do with socializing. Say no to school, but find good, healthy alternatives for them outside of the toxic school environment. As far as preparing for the post-secondary level of skills attainment, most children who have been home educated from the beginning are well past school graduation criteria by the time they get their driver's licenses at age 16. In fact, we jokingly call the license a home education diploma. I described the education of children as parents writing the truth on their hearts. Once these children reach puberty, the job description changes to that of introducing something bigger to them than themselves. Lead your children to God and let Him lead them in their lives. Your children's future is no longer your business, but the child and God's.
We trust you were blessed by today's presentation. For more helpful information to guide you in your home education journey, please visit educationunlimited.ca and leogomal.com. Be sure to like us and share us on Facebook.